So we don't understand why some people get their instant healing and some people have to go dip in the pool and go wash their eyes and go down to the dirty river and dip. We don't know why God does things that way. We don't know why he says the word and somebody gets healed and then he spits in the clay and rubs it on somebody's eyes and they get healed. Because there's always reasons that sometimes are beyond us, because God is looking at the big picture and we don't always see that. We see the here and now, and many times we're looking for that instant relief. But God designs places of transformation so those who need to be changed, want to be changed, looking to be changed, can be changed. When Faith and I lived in St. Louis for almost 30 years, we had a friend who was also our lawyer for the church and us personally. His name was Terry Jones. Terry Jones was an elder at the Presbyterian Church, but one, he was a dedicated Christian man who loved the Lord. It was obvious. He gave his time, money, his talents to the Lord. He was very involved in his church, preached, you know, or taught, and he was just a wonderful, wonderful Presbyterian brother. One of the things I remember about Terry Jones is that every year he did something strange that I'd never met anyone in my life who did this. He would go to California to a Catholic monastery, and he would check himself in for 1 week and stay at that monastery for a week. And here's what's interesting about it, is that this monastery was filled with priests who have taken a vow of silence. So Terry went there knowing he would not be able to speak a word for a week. He went there to fast and pray. Now, this guy's a lawyer. He could be out skiing on the slopes if he wanted to be, but he chooses every January to go check into this monastery. He did it year after year after year, and he would just not eat and not speak for an entire week. Terry told me personally that this was the key to everything he ever did in his life. It was the key to understanding God's plan and God's will. He said it was there that God taught him how to build his business. It was there that God taught him about finance. It was there that God taught him about marriage and raising his children. It was there that God taught him everything that he knew in the kingdom work, because for 1 week, he did not eat, nor did he speak. Now, I think that would be harder than not eating myself. I think going a whole week without saying a word would be harder than going a week without eating food. And he was doing both, and he did it consistently every single year because of the value of transformation that happened in his life when he gave God 5 days of silence to just speak into him. And it changed his life forever. And to my knowledge, he's still doing that even now. He may be there right now for all I know. So I wanted to preach tonight out of 1 Kings chapter 18 before, or chapter 19. So go there and turn in your Bibles if you want. For those of you that are you're clicking through your Bibles or taking notes, those scriptures will all be on the screen as well. So I'm going to start in chapter 19 of 1 Kings, verse 1. But before I get to that passage, I need to explain the setting, the context of what you're about to read. So this chapter 18 and 19 is about Elijah the prophet. Now you have to understand, Elijah the prophet is one of the most powerful prophets in the entire Bible for signs and wonders and miracles. This is the guy that calls fire down out of heaven. This is the guy, he didn't just do it once, he did it multiple times. He destroyed 2 squadron of soldiers by calling fireballs out of heaven on top of them. This is the man that looked unstoppable. This is the same man that prayed a 62-word prayer and the heavens stopped the rain until he commanded it to rain again at God's word 3.5 years later. He created a 3.5-year doubt. And by the way, I don't have time to walk this out prophetically, but it is symbolic of the days that Jesus would minister on this earth, because he ministered 3.5 years. And that's a whole nother sermon for another day, but it's deep. And I want to tell you, and it's good, because you have to understand why he did that and the purpose of the 3 outpourings. And I got to stop or I'll get into that sermon. So Elijah was the guy that had all of this power in his life. God used him to speak to kings. And so Elijah has just had one of the most victorious moments of his life when challenged by the prophets of Baal, he went to the top of Mount Carmel, and there is where he doused the sacrifice, three different outpourings on the sacrifice to make sure that there was no one, because they used to dig tunnels under there, and they used to strike matches, and so the magicians knew how to make fire come up from a sacrifice. He wanted to make sure none of that was happening. So he poured buckets of water till the trench was all the way full, so they knew nobody was in there making a fire by their trickery. So that was one of the things he did. And so the prophets of Baal, if you remember the story, these 800 prophets of Baal, they're up there and they are cutting themselves and they're begging and screaming, and he's kind of making fun of them. Actually, he's not kind of making fun of them. He is making fun of them. He said, what's the matter? Is he asleep? I mean, he's just, you know, he turns into a junior high schooler about that time, and he just, no offense on junior highs, but you know how it is. And he's calling them names and he's pointing out things and jeering them and all these things. And then it's his time. He said, if God be the true God, let him answer by fire. Prays a short prayer, and the fire of God comes down and hits the sacrifice. Now, this gave him authority in the eyes of Israel. Now, this is the part you have to understand. All of Israel was worshiping the Baals and the Asherah poles. They were all worshiping these false gods, because Baal guaranteed, it was a god of kind of a greed. He guaranteed success in business. So all of them were worshiping Baal. But when he did that, all of Israel started shouting. Now get this in your head. They're shouting at the top of Mount Carmel, Yahweh is God. Yahweh is God. So all of Israel, because of the fire that fell on the mountain, they turned and served God. Now when they did that, they gave him authority, not from the king. King Ahab was there, but they gave him authority. The people gave him authority to slay the false prophets. So he took his sword and he cut them up. He ran his sword through all of them. He personally killed all of the prophets of Baal at Mount Carmel. He is having the biggest day a prophet could ever have. Fire from heaven kills the false prophet. The whole nation turns back to God. Then he gets a threat from one woman. We know the spirit of Jezebel. Lord have mercy. I wish she had left when she left, but she's still around. God help us. That's another sermon for another day.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have four ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed. Now back to Hope in the Word.
So when Jezebel heard Ahab, how did Jezebel hear this? Well, here's how he heard it. Elijah says, sends his servant, which by the way is Jonah, and you've heard me preach that before, the little boy that's following him around, it's Jonah, who becomes Jonah the prophet, he gets swallowed by the whale. So this little boy Jonah goes out and sees the cloud, the span of a man's hand, and he goes back and tells Ahab, who's there at the event, you better get down this mountain and get back to the palace, because I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. The Spirit of God comes on him, and he outruns the chariots of Ahab. Now think about that. Fire from heaven, killing the prophets, saving the nation, now releasing the rain after 3.5 years, outrunning the chariot of the king on foot. When Ahab gets home, he says, Jesse, you are not going to believe what just happened. You are not going to believe this. This guy, he killed the prophets of Baal. He's released the rain. And instead of her saying, well, thank the Lord, we got rain again, there'll be food. No, she didn't say that. She said, are you kidding me? He killed my prophets that I brought from Sidon, because she was a princess of Sidon that married into. She was from a foreign country. And she said, you mean he has killed the Sidonian priest? Oh yeah, man, every one of them, they're gone. I mean, they are crow's meat today. And she got so mad about that, she said, you send word to that prophet and you tell him that by sundown tomorrow, he will be as dead as those prophets because I'm coming after him. Now, I don't know if you've ever judged people with a panic attack before, but if you have, stop it. Stop it. Quit fussing at people that need to calm down because they got a little out of sorts. It happens. And don't act like it's never happened to you. Anybody that's never gotten anxious or fearful or had a panic attack, please stand up because I want to put your name on the side of the wall for everyone to see every time they walk in here. No one is standing. So we're all in good company, right? She sends this word to him, and Elijah, this great prophet after the biggest day of his life, has a panic attack. It happens, folks. If it can happen to Elijah, it can happen to you. Go easy on yourself. Quit thinking something's wrong with you, and quit giving the devil credit for it every time it happens. The only reason the devil bothers some people is because they praise him too much. That's right. Everything that happens to him is the devil. So, of course, I'd hang around too if you gave me credit for everything. Some things the devil don't even know about till you tell him. All right. He has a panic attack. It's not because of the devil. It's because he's a man, and Jezebel has killed a lot of people, and he's afraid she's going to kill him. So he has this. He hyperventilates. He's probably I don't think he breathed through a paper bag because I don't think they were invented yet, but he probably found something to breathe in. Maybe he pulled off his boot and breathed in his boot. I don't know how he did it. But Elijah the prophet needs to breathe because he's got to calm himself down. Now, Satan's primary playground, for those of you that don't know this, the two emotions he loves the most is fear and hatred. If he can ever get you operating in hatred, he can tell you anything he wants and you'll believe it. If he ever gets you operating in fear, he can scare the daylights out of you with absolute nonsense that later on you're thinking, why did I think that? That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Did I really say that? So he looks for those moments. So Elijah, the prophet, is now from a panic attack into a state of depression. All right, quit giving the devil credit every time somebody gets depressed. Now, I want anybody that's never been depressed a day in your life, I want you to stand up right now because I want to put your name on the wall and I want to look at it every time I walk in the building. What? No one's standing? You're in good company tonight. Elijah got depressed. It happens. Doesn't mean he backslid. Doesn't mean he's lost. Doesn't mean the devil's getting him. The devil's on your back when you let the devil on your back. Last I heard, he was put under our feet, and Jesus made a public spectacle of him, triumphing over him openly in the public. Last I heard, the name of Jesus gets rid of him. The blood of Jesus gets rid of him. The holy word of God, the sword of the Lord, gets rid of him. So if he's hanging around, get out your weapons and send him sailing. You don't have to let the devil hang out at your house. Put some oil on the door, turn on some gospel music, start dancing in your living room. I promise you, he'll leave every time. He'll leave every time. All right, let's keep going. So Elijah runs. That's what fear does, flight or fight. So if you can't fight, you flight. Sometimes that's the easiest choice. So he's afraid, so the great prophet Elijah runs. And when he runs, he doesn't know how far to go, so he goes a whole day, sits in the wilderness under a broom tree, and is so depressed, he has suicidal thoughts. Now, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand on that one, but I'll raise my hand on that one. I don't know if that makes you feel better or worse, but I've been in battle a lot in my life. And there are some times I'm thinking, Lord, I didn't mean kill myself, but I said, is there anybody out there that can kill me so I can still go to heaven? I mean, you know, is there anybody out there? Come on, Lord. I know I got some haters out there. Let one of them right here, God. That's all it's going to take, and I'll see you in the morning. You know, you get to that place sometimes, right? So Elijah's now so depressed, he's asking God if he could die. And this is the word he used, which I know you've never said before, but this is what this old depressed prophet said. He said, I've had enough. You ever said that? It's enough, God. You said you wouldn't put anything on me that I wasn't able to bear. Why am I here now? I can't bear this. And then the Lord says to you, oh, but my grace is sufficient. You don't think you're going to make it, but I've got a plan for you, says the Lord. You're going to wake up one day and the joy of the Lord is going to be your strength, and you're going to run through a troop and leap over a wall, and you're going to fight the good fight of faith, and these days will be behind you. Just keep putting one foot in front of the other. Keep pressing on. You're going to make it if you just don't give up.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand His kingdom around the world.